Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, yeah. We're going to stretch it out. That was a legit stretch. Was it not, Greg?
Oh, that was the real thing. Real deal.
It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:07, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, government still shut down.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You said that last hour.
Because it's still true.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Republicans are working on it. Democrats and Chuckie Schumer, not so much.
Mm.
2-year anniversary, October 7th. This is when Israel was attacked. And just a couple of days ago, Mom Donnie was meeting with Palestinian families.
Wow.
This guy has, I don't know, it doesn't have any class. He's that socialist that's running for mayor of New York, and he's leading the pack.
Anti-Semitic. Socialist. I mean, hello.
It's bizarre. His dad was some kind of weirdo that thought that, an Ivy League weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that suicide bombing should be, accepted part of warfare.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your contribution to society. I'm sure the world's a lot better place since you came into it.
Mm-hmm.
What an idiot. Hey, what's up with Mark Sanchez? Remember him, the quarterback of the Jets? One of the things he was famous for was the old butt fumble. You remember that? It's when we were waiting for Tebow to play, I think, and Mark Sanchez made an error, butt fumble and... we're making fun of him or whatever, but hey, look, you got the skill to play in the NFL. You're a pretty skilled player. And Sanchez gave it his best shot. Now he's announcing for Fox Sports when he's not stabbing people in alleys, apparently. If you didn't hear the story, Sanchez was in Indianapolis because he had to call the game in the next day or two, right, on the Fox Sports. He was allegedly drunk and doing wind sprints in the alleyway behind Low Miller's, which is this place in Indianapolis, a little pub, when he encountered Perry Toll on his route to pick up cooking oil from the kitchens at nearby hotels. The Fox Sports analyst allegedly became enraged that the truck was blocking the alley and climbed into the truck when Toll said he couldn't hear because he had taken out his hearing aids. After Sanchez body slammed Toll, allegedly, the elderly driver pulled out a knife and stabbed Sanchez, later telling police he was fearful for his life. Toll suffered a severe laceration to his face when Sanchez allegedly stabbed him through the cheek with Toll's own blade. The ex-NFL player staggered bleeding away from the alleyway and down the street where he was seen in video obtained by the Post, clutching his bloody wound. Both men are now in stable condition. I'm shocked that people still act like that, said a worker from a neighboring Westin hotel who stood by the blood. I'm just shocked that we can't be cordial enough to let someone do their job. I'm pretty sure the waste management guy was just trying to do his job and go home. Sanchez was arrested, charged with felony battery over the alleged attack. He told police he had little memory of the fight, which I don't think is a very good defense tactic. I'm no attorney. But
I was so drunk I don't remember stabbing a guy.
But here's also part of the story.
Okay.
You know, Indianapolis, they got the 500 and then what else? I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
So they're so desperate for something, I guess, that could be a tourist spot. I'm not making this up. Ghoulish gawkers are turning the scene of Mark Sanchez's stabbing into one of Indianapolis's hottest new tourist attractions. I'm not making this up.
Oh, really, people?
Passersby have been stopping and taking pictures at the stretch of downtown sidewalk where Sanchez limped after being knifed around midnight Saturday. And the trail of blood was still spattered up the sidewalk and into the alley on Monday after the ex-Jets quarterback allegedly bashed a greased truck driver. Sounds like he deserved it, a woman said to her co-worker as they walked by the scene Tuesday. He beat up a 69-year-old man.
Yeah.
Another horror-loving Hoosier said the incident was the most exciting thing to hit Indianapolis in ages.
Wow.
So no wonder everybody was stopping by to have a look. Wow. Nothing interesting ever happens down here, somebody said. It's pretty blank and crazy, a friend chimed in. There were just a handful of people the Post observed commenting on the attack near Low Miller's a pub and eatery in the heart of the city, with more than a few following the blood into the alley to take photos.
Maybe if they want a little action, they should just take a little tour of Chicago.
If you want to see bloodstained sidewalks,
oh my goodness,
go down to the south side of Chicago. You're
absolutely
right. And there's always the fresh ones.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to. I mean, 2-3 days old, nothing. Forget that stuff.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Just, you know, offering some travel tips from the Bob Rowe Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Transgender school bus driver in Charlotte, North Carolina, accused of sexually assaulting several 14 and 15-year-old boys.
Oh,
suspect arrested Tuesday, identified as 48-year-old Lee Twain Daryl Tate, who goes by the name of Ms. Sharon.
Oh, I'll bet he does.
Authorities said he is accused of assaulting at least four teenage boys. Tate was charged with 2 counts of statutory rape, 6 counts of indecent liberties with a minor. An image shows the suspect who appears to be dressed like a woman. The man is accused of luring the boys to his home where they stayed with him. One of the victims claimed the suspect offered him money for sex. Quote, Tate was employed as a school bus driver for Sugar Creek Charter School in Charlotte. Oh, that Miss Sharon.
Oh.
Sweet as sugar.
Oh, that was
come
just,
on by the
that's
house.
Too easy. That was too easy.
He would I'm not done yet. He was initially suspended while investigation was underway and was officially terminated on September 30th, according to local TV station. Listen to this. You're going to love this.
Oh, great.
Authorities emphasized that none of the alleged crimes occurred on school property or during Tate's bus routes.
Oh, so that makes it okay?
They emphasize that. Well, in other words, to separate it, hey, don't hold us accountable. Like, you hired him as a bus driver. Hopefully, you've done the background check. One has to wonder if you reach the age of 48 and all of a sudden you decided that you were going to victimize 14 and 15-year-old boys.
And where was he when he invited them? They weren't at his house when he invited them to his house, which means he had to have, pardon the pun, exposure to them someplace else.
Like the bus?
They're trying too hard.
When they tell you to get on the bus, Gus, you better make sure Miss Sharon ain't driving.
No Sugar Creek for you. This is just
driving Miss Sharon.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not funny, though, obviously. This is a serious
thing. It is, but it's
serious
like,
thing.
But it's just the same old story.
Well,
in a sense.
Did they do the background check? That's important. Like
I
said, you reach the age of 48 and all of a sudden you have this proclivity. Maybe. Maybe, but I would say there's probably a longer track record than that. And if they do that, if they do the background check, which...
Okay, can we... I know it's not politically correct anymore, but that's okay.
Oh, my. I'm afraid to know what's coming up.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm so controversial.
I don't know what's coming up, so I'm...
He's sitting there
what
waiting.
Do you call that? The politicians do? You can't blame me for it?
Oh, just... deniability.
Yeah.
That one.
Plausible,
yes.
Deniability.
Plausible deniability.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's rewind just a little bit. When Miss Sharon, when his issue was actually gender dysphoria, you hired a guy with mental illness to drive kids around in a bus.
What could go wrong?
I think we found out.
Well, you know, teenagers are all a little kooky, too. Their brains aren't fully wired. They're going through all kinds
exactly.
of hormonal changes and stuff.
And you expose them to Miss Sharon?
Oh.
So, well, yeah. It's just,
they were exposed to Miss Sharon. They may have been exposed to Mr. Sharon at a later date.
And that became part of the problem.
I think it was the problem.
I think it was, really, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. What expect?
Why make up stories when the news is kookier than you'd believe? 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile, and you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or tune in apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome. 9:22 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Craig Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Top story, Government still shut down. I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. Much more somber subject would be the fact that it's October 7th, the two-year anniversary of when Hamas attacked Israel and innocent civilians and took hostages, and we're still dealing with the aftermath of that.
You know, Bob, I think people forget just how brutal that was. It's almost like we get used to the word attack.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you look at the multifaceted way that on the ground, parasails, I mean, you name it, they were coming in from all directions, and they were going to a concert of, again, a lot of young people, almost in kind of a celebration of kind of live free kind of mentality. The ones who would have gotten along probably most were those who killed them.
It was kind of, for lack of a better term, sort of the kind of hippie-fied live and let live section that Hamas attacked. So, yeah, the people who were probably the least vigilant about protecting themselves and, some of the most innocent. And shooting, teenage girls in the back.
Yeah, come on.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to see things your way politically when that's how you think you should behave to gain political change. I'm not on that team.
Mm-mm.
How stressful is it to be a meteorologist? I mean, I've never been one. Now, I've given weather forecasts out in the air. They're not my forecast.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine being, maybe you're kind of mildly depressed or anxious because, you get it wrong so often.
Well.
They do get it wrong.
That is the risk of it.
Because it's not easy.
No, it's not.
To predict what Mother Nature has in store.
On you.
So there was a local meteorologist, and he just, got promoted to, I don't know if you call it a gig of a lifetime, but he's the chief guy, and he'd been trying to climb the ladder at like seven different stations over the last 20 years. You know, here he gets a good gig, right? Well, Devon Lucy, who was just promoted to chief meteorologist at WDSU in August, was arrested and charged with domestic abuse, child endangerment, and resisting an officer by refusing to identify himself. Yeah, he might recognize me.
Yeah.
Too late for that. The station, of course, found out when he, had to go to jail.
Whoops.
And so he's on, he's in a holding pattern, you might say.
Wow.
So he's 48 years old.
Yeah.
He attends a festival in Gretna, 5 miles outside New Orleans, with his longtime girlfriend over the weekend. But they have a dispute and leave separately. Apparently, she went home with her mother.
Okay.
But hours later, Mr. Lucy turned up on her doorstep and busted through the door. The pair argued and Lucy stormed off, but had to return shortly after and began beating her while her two children slept in the living room.
Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
Yeah. Lucy walked away from the altercation with two jagged scratch marks along both sides of his nose, captured in a mugshot. The woman, who told deputies she fought back in self-defense, was battered and sustained several small cuts, scratches on mostly her upper body, as well as several welts on her forehead and face. Lucy also withheld his personal information when prompted by police for his name and birthday, and even refused to clean his dried, bloody injuries because, the cop might recognize him.
Yeah.
You're beating on a woman.
Yeah.
You both have, blood on your face.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the cop's just going to go, okay, well, go home and behave from here on out?
Not so much.
It's kind of past that point.
Well, everybody's going to know who you are.
Yeah. So he has placed the meteorologist on leave pending an investigation. He himself is a father of two. And he got that chief meteorologist gig back in August.
Wow.
He's worked at eight different stations across the country since graduating from Western Illinois University in 1997. We might be looking for yet another gig.
Yeah,
not cool. Not cool. I don't know. Got to take some kind of anger management. Classes,
something,
to say the very least.
Yeah.
But the weather guys are almost always the funniest, the happiest.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of the way that they approach it. There's some seriousness when you need to be, but other than that, you get to.
You're usually the sports guy and the weather guy. They get to have some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this guy, and it wound up a little too tight.
Yeah.
9:27 on the Bob Rose Show. So the forecast for his future is kind of cloudy.
Yes, it is.
I had to fit it in there somewhere.
It's all right.
Couldn't help myself.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. About 15 minutes away from things that make you smile, up positive thoughts you share with us. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. More headlines, top stories all coming your way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show, 9:36 right now. Greg Cassidy is here, and our friends at Radiant Credit Union have us take a look at the tropical weather. We've got a 90% chance of cyclone formation in 7 days. This is Disturbance 1. It's 1,000 miles east of the Windward Islands. It's a long way away, but this thing could grow into something much bigger. They think it's going to be a tropical depression maybe later on today. And so we'll keep an eye on it. We've got plenty of time, like I said, but this is what we do. And we're still in hurricane season. We've been very, very fortunate so far. Let's hope that trend continues, but no guarantees. We'll keep an eye on it for you. U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, marked the second anniversary of October 7, 2023, Hamas terror attack on Israel, by calling for the remaining Israeli hostages to be freed in a new deal. President Donald Trump unveiled his 20-point plan for a ceasefire and hostages deal in Gaza on September 29th. Arab and Muslim nations embraced the plan, as did Israel. This president bringing, you could say, a diverse group together?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And basically, Hamas provisionally has agreed. Hopefully, this whole thing will fall into place.
But again, same guy. Abraham Accords, anyone? Ignored by American press?
There's a group of people associated with hostages and former hostages that have sent a letter for President Trump to, get the Nobel Peace Prize, which they say he is very deserving of.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And here's part of what Ambassador Huckabee put on his X page. It was 2 years ago, Saturday, October 7, 2023, during Shabbat, and on the Jewish holiday, when Iran-backed Hamas terrorists perpetrated the deadliest attack against the Jewish people since the Holocaust. Hamas shattered a peaceful morning by massacring 1,200 innocent men, women, and children and barbarically taking hostage more than 250 into Gaza's terror tunnels, including U.S. citizens. Hamas's heinous attack was part of its genocidal goal to destroy Israel and murder Jews in Israel and around the world. Since that day, 1,152 courageous Israeli soldiers and security personnel, including U.S. citizens, have fallen as Israel has fought a multi-front war of survival. May October the 7th, 2023, forever remind us that evil and anti-Semitism are not mere metaphors, but brutal realities that God and Holy Scripture enjoin us to combat with all our might. And goes on to thank the tremendous leadership of POTUS. There is a deal to free the remaining 48 hostages, living and deceased, from Gaza's dungeons, bring closure to the families, and establish conditions for a lasting peace. We pray and continue to make every effort to bring the 48 hostages, including two U.S. citizens, home so they are reunited with their loved ones. And he said that the U.S. stands unwaveringly with our close ally and partner Israel, because we know in our hearts that is right. On this day of all days, we renew our pledge to Israel and the Jewish people. You will never stand alone. Wow. All right.
That's awesome.
Same time that he basically was putting out that statement, Zohran Mamdani, the guy running for mayor of New York, he met with Palestinians to mark the genocide in Gaza ahead of the second anniversary of the terror attack. This afternoon, he posted on X. On Sunday. I sat with Palestinian New Yorkers in Astoria and listened to what they and their families have endured as the genocide in Gaza continues, funded by our government. In the face of immeasurable grief, they have showed unbreakable resilience. Well, there's no genocide going on in Gaza. And the Hamas terrorists who invaded Israel, they were the ones with the genocidal intent, as shown by their actions, and also by their founding document. It's what they stand for, the obliteration of the Jewish state and of Jews. That is their aim. That is their goal. This guy Mamdani is lining up on the wrong side. Of course, he's been on the wrong side his whole life. And, you know, what a great example that he has had. As a father, the guy who has an Ivy League education, Ivy League scholar, who has called for suicide bombings to be recognized as an ordinary form of warfare. Man, what a nice warfare that would be, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Just marching toward each other.
Just blowing each other up at the same time, yeah.
The mayoral nominee and avowed socialist has participated in radical anti-Israel marches, promises to arrest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for supposed war crimes if he sets foot in Florida. And this guy is leading in the polls of New York, which has a substantial Jewish population, and I and many others can't quite figure that out.
No, I don't get it at all.
Al Sharpton in the news.
Speaking of stupid people saying stupid things, no doubt.
Yep. Monday on MSNBC, network host, this guy turned a racial event decades ago into a career. MSNBC. Oh, my gosh. He claimed that the Trump administration was assaulting American citizens during their immigration crackdown. It almost seems like programming sometimes, said the host, Ari Melber. Like content, the White House is about whatever Bad Bunny performs, there must be undocumented individuals. And yet it's not a laughing matter anymore. Sharpton said it's not a laughing matter because it's racial profiling at its highest level. But this is coming from the president. I think that we are challenged in this country to what the standard and the values that we stand for. The values you stand for?
Really?
Really?
They're pretty low.
Like protecting illegals with, ICE-free zones like in Chicago. Chicago where, you know, remember you said Trump's assaulting American citizens with no substance to that claim at all. But we know for a fact that more than 1,500 shooting victims have been counted in Chicago so far in the year 2025. Yeah, 1,500. So Al Sharpton more worried about protecting illegals than protecting American citizens, but somehow has to blame Trump for that, not the former president who opened all the gates and let 20 million people in.
But Sharpton has never really, I don't know, cared that much about the truth.
No. No, he's always been a race baiter, an opportunist.
Yeah. Not a nice person. Not a good person.
No, but considering, you know, what his capabilities are, he's done very well for himself if you measure it from that perspective.
Oh, in the shyster category, he's way up
for
there.
For a shyster, he is,
made a career
one
out of
the
it.
Best.
Absolutely.
Nearly 10 Republican senators and a representative had their private communications tracked by former special counsel Jack Smith under the Biden administration. This information coming out recently from FBI Director Kash Patel. Files obtained by Fox News show that Smith, in his official capacity at the Department of Justice, as he investigated President Donald Trump and the events of January 6, 2021, was allegedly tracking the phone calls of Senators Lindsey Graham, Marsha Blackburn, Ron Johnson, Josh Hawley, Cynthia Loomis, Bill Hagerty, Dan Sullivan, Tommy Tuberville, and Republican Representative Mike Kelly. Basically spying on them.
Mm-hmm.
The alarming document revealed that Smith, in his Arctic Frost team, had subpoenaed telephone providers for the lawmakers' records in 2023, was recently discovered. Wait a second. Oh, yeah. He asked for the records, I guess, in 2023 about the event that occurred in 2021. Kash Patel confirmed the legitimacy of the findings, said we recently uncovered proof that phone records of U.S. lawmakers were seized for political purposes. But that abuse of power ends now. Under my leadership, the FBI will deliver truth and accountability and never again be weaponized against the American people. An FBI official told the outlet that Smith and his team, which was opened in the Bureau in 2022, were able to see which numbers the politicians contacted, the locations from where the calls originated, and the locations where they were received. Officials also explained that the records were investigated pursuant to an oversight request from Senator Chuck Grassley, which Patel and FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino personally directed in response. Bongino briefed the impacted lawmakers on Monday afternoon and told the publication that it is a disgrace that we had to reveal those findings. Mm. Yep, it's a disgrace that I had to stand on Capitol Hill and reveal this. That the FBI was once weaponized to track the private communications of U.S. lawmakers for political purposes. Yeah, and that's a very, very serious situation. Will it be dealt with effectively? What, we're going to play hold your breath again?
Yeah.
Probably not, unfortunately.
Crazy.
So we'll follow it. We'll see where it leads and not get our hopes too high.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we need? Some good upbeat positive thoughts, Greg.
I think you're probably right after some of these stories.
Yeah. Things that make you smile. Coming up next, brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now and share with us some good upbeat stuff. Count your blessings kind of a moment. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile. Next on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts, count your blessings kind of a moment. If you want to share that with us, why, we'd be happy to hear it. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. And let's go to Pete. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Trenton, Florida, which I believe is the home of legendary caller Rosebud. I was in my car Friday night, skimming through the radio channels, and I heard a football game on. So I stopped and listened to it. It was Trenton High, and they had two guys on there doing the commentary. Now, they weren't Dave Dodd-Meredith and Howard Cosell, but they were doing the best they could with what they had available. And then right in the background, the cheerleaders must have been right by the press box because you could hear every little cheer they did and their other little routines and everything. And I just had a picture of that, and it kind of reminded me of a Norman Rockwell story. So thank you, Bob.
Oh, that's nice.
Great stuff.
Yeah, small town America right there.
Friday Night Lights.
There you go.
Yeah, live and well in Trenton, Florida, no doubt about it.
Hey, I got one for you.
Do you?
Yes, my friend Gordon Smith, he's actually the sheriff there in Bradford County.
And he's your buddy, huh?
He's my buddy. Yeah, he's Gordon. We're friends. And today's his birthday, if I could mention that.
No, we don't do birthday shout-outs.
Oh,
you know that.
I totally
forgot.
You
want to make an exception for law enforcement because you want to schmooze the guy? Go ahead.
Happy birthday, Sheriff Gordon Smith. It's a good day for you today. So, yeah.
I should actually be the one.
Because I drive
through Bradford County.
And you need immunity a whole lot more than I do.
That might be true.
Just saying. You need some new friends.
My Fifth Amendment rights are still fully intact, I hope. Now, happy birthday, Sheriff.
Absolutely.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
And coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Democrat Party activist anti-gunner David Hogg is reaping millions in donor money through his political action committee, but not much of it's going toward political action, according to the New York Post. Only $455,000 of the PAC money went toward candidates, $300,000 of that to a guy who didn't need it, Democrat Party communist nominee for New York City, Zohran Mamdani. But it appears that some of the money, a lot of it, went to consultants, like $2.5 million. But he was able to grab $5,000 of donor money to pay for a subscription to a fitness class. What? All of a sudden, David Hogg wants big guns? Good luck, weasel. And that's The Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.